Okay.
In this week's Parsha, the end of Sefer Bereishis, we have the death of Yaakov Avinu, really signifying the transition from the story of the Avos, moving over to the Banim, eventually to Moshe Rabbeinu, and what's going to transpire in Shemos. And as Yaakov dies, and he obviously instructs his sons, Yosef in particular, to make sure that he is buried in Eretz Yisrael and not in Mitzrayim. So the Torah tells us, Vayal Yosef l'kboris aviv, Vayol ito kol avdei paro zikne, beis av kol zikne Eretz Yisrael. Chol beis Yosef v'echav v'beis aviv rak tapam, v'sonav v'chram azru b'eretz Goshen, Vayal imo gam rechav, gam prashim, Vayimach rechavir ma'od. Okay, there's this great big entourage, right? This big parade, procession that is accompanying the kever of Yaakov. Vayavo ad goren ha'atad, sher be'iver ha'yordain, vayispidu sham misbid gadol v'kaved ma'od, vayas la'aviv evil shivas yamim. And they have mourning there in this place of goren ha'atad, and then vayar yoshev ha'aretz ha'kanani es ha'evil, and we see the Kananim who are living around, they see what's going on, but goren ha'atad vayomru evil kaved zel l'mitzrayim al'kin karo shemo avel mitzrayim asher be'iver ha'yordain. Okay. And they do everything which they instructed them to do. Rashi quotes a very interesting medrash on Goren Atad. Mukaf ha'atidin haya. Rasina darshu al shem ma'ora shabo kol malchi kanan. V'nisi yishmol l'mulchama. Right? This is like, if you can think of the scene right now, you have this entire procession. I mean, it makes sense in terms of the pshat, right? You have an entire procession of Mitzrayim, a powerhouse, coming with Rechev and Susim and the Avdei Paro are marching towards Canaan. So all peep shot, what makes sense? The inhabitants of Canaan are going to go and greet them out there. They think they're going to war. What happens to happening? Once they see the Keser, the crown of Yosef, which is on the kever of Yaakov, you know, amdu kulan v'tolo v'kisarim. They took off the crowns and they put it also on the, over there. V'kifo katarim kigoren hamukav siyak shal kotsim. Okay, so they all took off the crowns, they put it over there, and that's Goren Atad. That's exactly what happened. So all peep shot, we understand how this could have happened. But why is this important, and why is Rashi even bringing this medrash? Is there a deeper yourself to what the medrash is trying to convey? I heard once, I forgot from who, but a very beautiful insight, and that is that there's something very significant as to who is going out to greet Am Yisrael. Who's going out to greet Yaakov? Who was it? Yishmael and Canaan. Right? Yishmael and Canaan. Who are Yishmael and Canaan? They are sons who were rejected. Sons that were rejected. Esau was pushed aside. Canaan also pushed aside. These were people who were pushed aside, and perhaps due to the fact that they were rejected from whatever bracha that was supposed to be coming their way, or that they had the potential to be part of, clearly that could have led to a certain amount of resentment, animosity towards the people who are actually chosen. And therefore, what do? They see they're going to go fight Am Yisrael. They're going to fight the Jewish people. You think you're going to go and come back and take Eretz Yisrael? You think you're so special because of the Berachas Avram? What ends up happening? What do they see? The Keser of who? Yosef HaTzadik. What does that signify? Yosef, why was he such a tzadik? For many such reasons, but one of them I think is so clear, is because he never allowed the rejection of his brothers to stand in the way of him rejoining the family. He never took it personally. He was always shulling with who he was and loved his brothers. How do we know what's the raya? What happens right after they bury Yaakov Avinu? The brothers come and they make up the story that Yaakov Avinu said, "Don't kill me." You know, Yaakov Avinu said, "Don't take revenge on your brothers. You know, be mouthful with them." And Yosef says, "What are you guys talking about? You think I'm better? I'm instead of God? I was not. It's all in the hands of the Ribono Shalom." And you think that I'm going to take Nekama? All I want to do is reconcile with you. All I want to do is be close to you. And that's the tzidkus of Yosef. That his ability to rejoin his family, not harbor ill will, not to have the animosity, but just want to be part of the family. Yosef is able to get over the rejection that he felt. That's perhaps also why that Yosef, we know, is the Eish that's going to burn the Kash of who? Of Esau. That's another medrash. Maybe same idea. Esau is also the rejected brother. Yaakov saw the brachos of him, and Yosef says, I don't care. I don't care what my brothers did to me, as long as I understand that there's Hashkacha Pratis, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was manipulating things all for the good. And what is my responsibility, Yosef? It's to be the best Eved Hashem I could possibly be, and that's exactly what he exemplified. And not harbor that ill will. And that's why Yishmael and Canaan, they have nothing to say. They respect that. They learn from Yosef and Tzadik. That's how Yosef is able to defeat Esav. Because Esav might have a good taina, but Yosef says, you no longer have a good taina, because I didn't act the way that you did after I was quote unquote rejected. And trust me, they did to me much worse than they did to you. Great, Yaakov stole your bracha. My brothers tried to kill me and send me down to Mitzrayim. And I think that's the godliness of Yosef and Tzadik. I think the message for us is that we should all, you know, Yosef is one of the most inspiring, you know, characters in all of Tanakh. We're able to learn from his ways and all his tzidkus, and specifically that if we're ever slighted in the area of Bin Adam Chavero, that the same way that Yosef did not let that eat him up, the same way that Yosef took that in stride, the same way that Yosef understood that it's all Yad Hashem, and therefore was able to rise to the status and greatness that he had, so to Amir Tashem, we should follow in his footsteps. And if anything Chas V'Shalom comes our way, that we're able to understand that we're not going to let it affect us going forward, but we'll be able to stay focused on our task and come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Have a wonderful Shabbos.